Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Many years ago, when the Lenni Lenape Indians were trying to increase the population of white-tailed deer, which is a major food source for them, they would slash and burn forests. This would create foraging areas for the whitetail. The settlers came in and they cleared forests so they could farm the area. This also increased the whitetail population. So let's now move forward in time to yesterday at my home. So I am walking into the garage, huge garage. It's where I store kayaks and paddleboards and lions and tigers. I don't have any animals in there. And I look out the back window of the garage, 10 feet away. There's a white-tailed deer just not looking at me, but just looking up. And he's doing a little munching there because, you see, obviously it's this cold time of the year. No snow just yet. And the azaleas that are there are the last plant that actually has some leaves. It's not greenish. It's greenish turning into brown. And there's the whitetail munching along right there. So me being the Joey B Outdoor TV guy, what do? Grab one of my cameras. See, I have cameras stationed just basically all over near all the windows with all the wildlife and everything. So out the back window, probably I'd say 50 shots. I always tell people that I shoot animals all the time with my camera, of course, so I never miss. So since there's no snow cover, it's easy foraging for the whitetail. So he's out there munching away, moves on to another little plant. You see, if there was snow cover, a whitetail would do two things. He'd dig with his hoof, all right? So he'd dig and look for plants that way. Or he'd eat, which is called tree browse. He would eat small saplings. He would eat shrubs and small branches or twigs off of trees. And you could see by the cut and the tear, it's like a 45. You know that it's deer browse going on. I don't have to worry about that because there's still plants around there. Because here's the sad thing. You can't see it, but there is a tear in my eye right now. The whitetail moved on to one of my favorite plants. Now, this plant on the ground basically is browned up, but there's a couple of green leaves because it's got a little bit of protection from some of the larger trees on my property there. And that is my strawberry patch. He moved on and he started to munch. Again, think about this. In the spring, when my strawberries are ripe, I have a few different patches. When my strawberries are ripe, I have to battle the chipmunks. I've got to battle the groundhogs. And I'm telling you, it is a battle because they eat a bowl a day. I eat a bowl a day. And I don't mind sharing a little bit. And you know, I've had these conversations before on my shows. But now all of a sudden, the whitetail is actually eating the plants. I took one photo with, you could actually see the plant hanging out of his mouth. Again, tears in my eyes as I'm talking about it here. You know, sort of joke. But the whole deal with that one is, you know, I don't mind sharing with the animals. And this time it's like, hey, if you're eating the fruit, I can recover. If you're eating the plant, well, then we don't get any fruit. But I took about 50 more photos because that's what I do. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, he made his way over to the back section of my property. And this part is lined, most of my property is, but this part is lined with thick evergreen shrubs. And this happens to be a safe barrier for an animal. Because it's protection from being attacked from behind, this four-point buck lays down in front of the shrub line and he's relaxed. He is not using energy. It wasn't quite sunny out. It was cloud cover coming in because we had some major rain coming in. And here's a key in the wild. If you use energy, you need to go and replenish energy. So laying down actually has an energy-saving purpose to what he's doing. And I am telling you right now, you know that he felt safe. You know that he felt content because he laid down for about 2 hours. And every now and then, you know, he's just there and he preened himself a little bit. But every now and then he just head would pop up, deer ears. And if you don't know what deer ears are, because they actually have large ears, but they just poke themselves up and they're like these huge antenna and they're out there listening for sound. And he would do a listen and then a look and then go back down. And anytime, again, it was a windy day. Sometimes you'd hear a creak of a branch and all of a sudden his head would pop, ears up, look, safe, back down. He never got up off the ground, but he did that. And Gabby, you know, I've taught her about deer ears and she will actually cup her hands. Because by the way, if you don't know this, you can cup your hands over your ears to make your ears larger and just cup them and turn them towards some sound that you hear. So Gabby does this in the wild as we're out there looking for animals. But Gabby also, when we're playing little games of some sort, and a lot of times we play sight and sound games and all this, and she'll just poke up her deer ears to hear the sound somewhere. Or if I am tracking her somehow, we're playing manhunt or whatever, she's got her deer ears up to hear if I'm coming. So she does that. Now, as time went on, take a bunch of photos, click, 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 laying down. Then the whitetail got up. He actually stretched, walked down toward my back picture window of my home. He posed for a few more photos, and then he went off to the next property. For me, one of Rudolph's cousins stopping by to say hello, and to me, it was an early Christmas present. Merry Christmas to all, and until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.